Well, Mark, I have to say that we have a new contributor coming onto the program.
Yes.
And guess where he is from?
Australia.
Nah, mate.
Japan. China.
He's from Scotland. And he's directly related to Braveheart. His name is Mike Daly. But as you know, everybody on this program gets a nickname. And because we've heard about his past exploits, he will be known as Twice Daly. Let me introduce you and everybody and our audience to Twice Daly. Say hello, Mike.
How's it going, mate?
I told you it's from Australia.
No, I'm not really, but I like the Australian accent myself. Yeah, it's nice to actually be here.
Oh, well, that's great. Listen, do you have any views on Scotland at the moment?
Yes, if you like rain, please come up.
make sure,
as Mr. Conley says, make sure you bring the right clothes.
Oh, yes, indeed. And we have also another Scottish contributor called The Cutter. Do you know him?
Oh, I know him very well indeed. He stays not too far from me, actually, down there.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. And what do you think of him?
He's a great lad.
Oh, you're only saying that?
Yeah, I'm only saying that. He's a great lad, because you'll be hearing this as well.
Well, as far as we're concerned, when we see what's going on in the great world of this United Kingdom, it seems that Scotland at the moment seems to be at odds with the rest of the United Kingdom because it seems to be putting up all its taxes.
Well, that's down to the main guy in charge, or, well, I mean, as you know.
Humza!
Yes, well, we had the cranky to start off with, you know what I mean? he's taken over, and as far as I'm concerned, he's not any better.
No.
He's not any better.
Well, I couldn't get over the fact that they've raised all the taxes in the country.
Yes, well, you see, they will put it down to saying, but you're getting free prescriptions. You're getting your free prescriptions. You're getting this, that, and the next thing. I thought, yeah, that's only so much better, whatever it is. That's if you're getting free prescriptions. But at the end of the day, they're still putting the taxes up. I'm paying more than the taxes up there and what a normal person down here would pay. You know what I mean?
So, stop banging.
I'm sorry.
You bang, I've got to edit it out. Do you want to lose your left hand?
I didn't bang, I opened my zip. Something fell out.
I get very particular.
You get muted as well. You know that.
Oh, fantastic.
Here's a test.
It works.
And you'll find out from the raven. Oh, no, we can't talk about the raven because that bird has flown the coop.
Has it?
Yeah, he's flown the coop. He's now been ostracized ostrich-sized.
He's now ostrich-ditched.
He's ditched.
Yeah.
He's taking a break.
He's an emu, if you can't spell ostrich.
He's taking...
Doesn't need to Australia.
Probably that's where he's gone.
And the gazelle doesn't really care.
He has gone with his mate.
That's right. He doesn't really care, the gazelle, about him, because, quite simply, you know, gives him more time to speak.
Yes, true. Very true.
Anyway, what do you think about what's going on over here in England at the moment? I mean, what are your feelings about what's happening politically?
Well, can I just... I would like to say, if it's possible, if we can get another Oliver Cromwell in, please.
I've said it. I like this man already.
Just to go in there and tell him to either do the job right or walk.
You are at one with Statsman.
And that's not just for the Conservative Party, that's for both parties, Labour and Conservative. Because they're only interested in their own friends, feather their own nest, make sure that anything comes in, give it to all their mates, give it to this, give it to the next thing. The working man who the Labour Party actually...
Supposed to represent,
which was made, because if you remember years ago, most of your government was made up of working men, unionists, the guys that were actually in the unions, they come up, and that's what it was developed for, to look after the working man. If there was a problem, they would sort it out. Now, you're getting all these people coming from universities who have never gone through the system.
Whoa! I'm liking it more and more.
They've never gone through the system, so they don't know what it's like to come down to the coal face and hit a few chisels off some coal or whatever it is and see how it all operates on the working front.
In a practical manner.
It's the same as having it. They should come down and work at the coal face to see how it actually operates first. Then they can go back and go, we know where you're coming from.
Mark, does he tick the boxes?
Oh, he certainly does. The only thing I disagree on is I wouldn't give them a chance to do their jobs because that's the reason I'm not happy with them, because they haven't done the job, so just walk.
Well, you know, up in Scotland, we've got the big trident up there.
Yep.
Right, what I think we should do is, obviously, now I'm all for, get rid of Trident in Scotland and just park it outside the Houses of Parliament on the Thames, right? Just park it next to them and then see what they say.
Yeah, all right, dude, I can go with that. I mean, Scotland, in actual fact, they don't want to break away. They are united with the United Kingdom, and most of the people there are.
It's just that a lot of people are brainwashed in the sense that this, that, the next thing. I can see where a lot of Scottish people are coming from, right? With all of your, I mean, if you think the whiskey exports and all your wind generated farms, which are all up there, and at the time your oil and all your other revenues, right? Now, if they broke away and they didn't get that done in London, we had it up there, obviously we'd be a richer country.
Okay.
But the only thing I'm against is them getting all this, taking it all back to the EU, and then the EU going, that's lovely, we'll just cream it on.
And then we'll take it all back.
We'll take the whole thing.
Well, you know, we love you. Mm-hmm. We love Scotland, and we don't want anything to break away, and we don't want anybody breaking it up, especially some guy called Humza Useless.
Yes.
We don't want that happening. We want everybody to stay together because we are strong together. Strong. Yes. Great minds. I mean, look at Mark. Look at how many of the great inventors and engineers came from Scotland.
Most of them.
Stop it.
Oh, sorry.
If you keep on knocking again, you're going to lose both your hands, right? You're going to think that you are in an Islamic country. I'm going to chop both of your hands off, and that's it.
What happened was a tune came into my head and I started piping it.
Yeah, right. Okay. I just don't like where your hands were when you were trying to pipe it.
Yeah, sorry. I'll come back around my end.
Anyway, Mark, does he get a thumbs up?
Oh, definitely.
All right. Well, then that's okay.
Two thumbs up.
You're in. Yeah. That's it.
Oh, good. Good.
You were in before, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I've made the grade. So is that me now affiliated? Do I have to fill in a form?
No, you don't have to fill in any forms. It's just agreed and it's okay.
Yeah, good.
Mark, are we going to get him a send-off?
Yeah.
Okay, and we're going to get you back on the program real soon.
Thank you very much.
And then you can extol your virtues.
I will now, with the aid of the bagpipes and drums, we'll march off into the distance.
I don't care what anybody says. I want him on. I want this guy on.
As they say up in Scotland, Achivar.
Achivar. Sometimes I can't understand them, especially the Glaswegians. Mm-hmm. And a pack of crisps.
Yes, and a bag of chips.